السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood venture.
The season of unfaithfulness. Shabath ibn Rabi, Yazid ibn Harith al-Shaybani, Urwat ibn Qais, and thousands of other Kufans had written a letter to the Imam. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, to Husayn ibn Ali from his Shiite believers and Muslims. Come as the people await you. They do not want any other than you. And hasten, hasten, hasten. The earth has grown trees and has provided fruits. Come and you will enter upon capable forces which are fully at your disposal. May God's peace be with you. Those that wrote invitation letters from Kufa to Imam Husayn were of the elites. And there were plenty of letters too. But by reading the various letters, it becomes clear which of these elites were prepared to sacrifice their religion for their world, and which ones were prepared to sacrifice their world for their religion. But because those who prepared to sacrifice their religion for their world were more in number, it resulted in the martyrdom of Muslim ibn Aqil. From that same Kufa in which 18,000 people had pledged allegiance to Muslim, those same people went to Karbala and had war against Imam Husayn. This shows the influence that the elite crowd has on the general public. This was the case of Kufa. They wrote letters to Imam Husayn, who sent Muslim ibn Aqil. He said, "I have sent him. If he tells me that everything is good, I will come." People went in groups and showed their desire for it. The governor, on the other hand, was a man named Numan ibn Bashir. He was weak but suiting. He said that he wouldn't fight anyone who wouldn't fight him. People saw this as an open field and pledged allegiance. A few elites of the false corrupted side, meaning the followers of the Umayyads, wrote a letter to Yazid and told him, "If you want to keep Kufa, you must send someone more capable." So he sent Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and had promised him the governance of Kufa alongside Basra. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad rode all the way from Basra to Kufa without resting and had reached Kufa during the night. The common people, meaning those who were unable of analyzing, thought it was Imam Husayn. As soon as they saw the equipment, horses, and a man with a covered face, they approached him and said, "Peace be upon you, O son of the Prophet." They showed him great reverence and respect. "Wait and see who it is first." He neglected them and went straight to the governor's house and introduced himself. He initiated the resistance against the movement of Muslim ibn Aqil immediately. His method was to suppress his followers with threats and harsh torture. He sent a group of the same elites among the people to scare them. "Go back, these are the men of Yazid. These are Ibn Ziyad and the Umayyads. They have money, swords, whips and chains." Late evening, during the time of Isha, Muslim was left alone. Ibn Ziyad had made a statement that all had to participate in the congregational prayers in the Kufa Mosque, and it's been documented that Ibn Ziyad led a huge crowd for Isha prayers. Why did this happen? The way I see it, it was the fault of the disloyal elites that had originally supported the truth. It's not like that they were all Umayyads or had come from Syria. Some of them had even written those letters to Imam al-Hussein, such as Shabath ibn Rabi. Shabath ibn Rabi had written a letter to Imam Hussein and invited him. He was one of those who scattered people from behind Muslim when Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad said to do so. At such a sensitive moment, if people like Shabath ibn Rabi feared God instead of Ibn Ziyad, history would have been different. The recognition of the elites, their abstaining from this world and working for the sake of God when needed, saves history. Early morning on the 10th day of Muharram, the Imam shouted, O Shabath, O Yazid ibn Harith, did you not write me a letter saying the earth has grown trees and it has provided fruits? Come and you will enter upon capable forces which are fully at your disposal. They said, We didn't write such a thing. The Imam replied, God is glorified, and by God you did. The Imam said, O people, now that you are displeased with my arrival, let me return home.